Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, kicking off another week of action, giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. That's a great deal. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Dustin, we talked in detail about the Villanova game through the first three quarters. Let's take a look at a little bit of the bigger picture. We're through four games, Penn State 4-0, working their way up the rankings to number four. This is a good time to kind of look, though, at the bigger picture of what's going on with Penn State. We talked about getting the impressive wins over ranked teams, Wisconsin, Auburn. Should we still be impressed with those wins, Wisconsin? Now, it was a close game. In fact, they were ahead in the fourth quarter against Notre Dame. So it wasn't like they were dominated in that game, but a lot of things happened in the fourth quarter. And Auburn had, you know, an unexpected struggle with Georgia State and ended up coming out of it in the fourth quarter to pick up the win. But does that make you look at those games differently that Penn State won?
To me, not as much. I get it, though, for sure. And this is actually a big talking point coming out of the weekend as you're seeing these teams struggle in their own ways. But to your point, you know, Wisconsin in many facets of that game matched up with Notre Dame. It still seems insane to me that they went into it as like a 6-point favorite, but that's neither here nor there. To me, the theme is true with both of them. Neither one of these teams has their solution at quarterback. Graham Mertz is not it. He has not looked like the solution at quarterback for Wisconsin. He's been mistake prone. You know, like the one thing that you want your Wisconsin quarterback to do is not lose you the game. You don't have to go out there and win the game, but Graham Mertz has gone out there and I think against Penn State, he made a bunch of losing plays too. Auburn benched Bo Nix in this game, which I didn't really see that one coming. He wasn't a game breaker by any means at Penn State, but he didn't do a lot of stupid stuff either. He just wasn't capable of making throws, as I mentioned earlier, into some of these tighter windows and beating, you know, the Penn State defenders down the field, the cornerbacks. So both of these teams are pretty sound in most facets. They just aren't able to win games when their quarterback has to do a lot of work. So I don't think that really puts them in all that different company from a lot of Big Ten teams. You know, is Cade McNamara from Michigan, is he the guy if he needs to throw the ball 40 times against this Penn State defense or 30 times? I don't think so. Is Iowa's quarterback Spencer Petras, is he the guy to do that? There just aren't a lot of quarterbacks, I think. It's a pretty short list who are going to be able to kind of consistently beat this Penn State defense down the field. And certainly Bo Nix and Graham Mertz weren't it. They just struggled against these other defenses too. I'll be curious to see, but you know, Notre Dame scored three touchdowns, I think, off defensive plays. I'd like to see if they played these games again, if they played that game again, would they still do that? I'm not sure.
I'm with you, Dusty. I think Wisconsin is Wisconsin. And I think 13-10 was more representative of what that game was than whatever the final was, like 48-13 or whatever, when Notre Dame returned a kickoff for a touchdown and then interception returns for touchdowns. So it got crazy as Wisconsin got more and more desperate. And maybe this is creating excuses, but I also think with Auburn, there was a hangover from the whiteout game. There's so much emotion in that. And I think all you have to do is look back the last few years when Penn State played Ohio State And the following week was always a tough week because they left so much on the field, not just physically, but emotionally. And this didn't just affect Penn State. It also affected Ohio State. I think that's part of what happened to Auburn also.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think that that type of game and that type of environment that had everybody ramped up. And I thought for the most part, Auburn played pretty well at Beaver Stadium, and they didn't look very rattled by that scene, but they did invest a lot of emotion and a lot of energy into that. And I think where they're at as a team too, is they've got a new coaching staff, and the whole personality of that team isn't really known yet. And when you have that kind of gap, like Penn State's player leadership is good. Their coaching consistency is good. You have an idea of who they are and what they're trying to do and how to work through some adverse situations. I think Auburn's still trying to figure that out. But they were fortunate enough to be able to get a win. And by fortunate enough, I mean that the SEC officiating crew had their backs again for the second week in a row. At least they know that going forward, that they'll probably have that. But yeah, I think that they just weren't really equipped for that malaise that was natural after a game like Penn State.
And speaking of that, Penn State, James Franklin, post-game press conference, he talked about, you know, the Penn State players getting a little too comfortable, getting patted on the back for the previous week. And I believe, as any good coach would do, he's going to use this less than stellar performance against Villanova, and I'm looking at you offensive linemen and running backs, for making this a tough week in practice and leading up to Indiana, where they're back again. And I've got to mention, of course, Indiana game, night game. Don't forget, GoPSURV has those RVs ready. You know where to go, GoPSURV.com. But Dustin,
Jim, can I just interject? I've got another slogan just for this weekend only. Okay,
go for it.
You can't spell revenge without RV.
Oh my goodness! Look at you, Dusty. You're a marketing
You're
guy.
Don't be an idiot. I'm also in the running for this, so don't forget that.
And Mark, we're offering all these sayings up for free. How about that?
The worst marketing you could possibly get, but it's a good product. Don't let me taint the product for you.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Indiana going forward. There's the revenge game aspect to this after last year. I candidly, from the start of the season, I've always thought this would be a huge Penn State game. I do believe revenge is part of the factor there. I do believe Penn State remembers what happened a year ago. And I do think that the numbers people, our DraftKings spread on this is like Penn State's favored by 10.5 points, Dustin. So I think the money people are also looking at it that way.
I still think this Indiana team is dangerous in some respects. But it's just not the same kind of group that we saw last year. And I think for the same reason that Penn State spiraled a bit after week one, because of the way that they were on the losing end of that, I think Indiana was uplifted by that, and they rode a wave of momentum and confidence, and they found a little bit of magic that was helped by winning a big game early in the year. But it hasn't been an overly impressive effort so far. They're 2-2 right now. Michael Penix Jr. has 4 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. You know, his play hasn't been the game breaker that he was in a lot of last year. So I think it is good. It's a good opportunity to be loud, and I like the night environment for this one. I think the fans are going to feel it. I think Penn State's going to feel it, and they're going to want to not just beat this Indiana team, but beat them pretty bad. I think on paper and on film, it's a team that looks more and more like a double-digit favorite. I know going into the year, I liked Indiana to keep this thing close, but you know, I'm not going to go on the record with a different prediction, I think, than that, because you got to stick to your guns. But certainly the way the last 4 weeks have played out are not what I've expected from either team, really. So Penn State looks a pretty deserving double-digit favorite.
I think so, too. And this Indiana team, they also fit into my theory where some of these teams, they just have a year, like you said, a year ago, where Indiana, big win against Penn State. They could ride that wave a bit. It's like Minnesota the prior year had their big year and came back down to earth. I get that same feeling about this Indiana team, that they don't have enough to sustain. Add to that, the Big Ten East has become a real beast because you have some other teams like Maryland and Rutgers who, going into the season, you may not have expected it, but they look pretty good. And I'm a little bit using the transitive property here, but remember, Maryland beat the West Virginia team that took Oklahoma to the buzzer.
Yeah, and trying to determine right now what exactly that means, because Oklahoma has done a little bit of limping through the first 4 weeks also. And there's going to be, I mean, there are teams that are flying high, and understandably so, you know, like a Maryland, without necessarily needing, you know, having a impeccable resume. And the, you know, there's going to be some sobering realities ahead probably for some of these teams. But, you know, it is true in total, with Michigan State being one of the bigger surprises of the early part of the season and all of college football, with Michigan playing the role, which is totally foreign to them, of being underrated before the season began and not overrated, that's happening. And Rutgers, you know, being that team that they're still not there from an overall roster talent perspective, but you got to beat them. You got to execute against them. And they're making that known too. So, you know, and Indiana is still a tough out there. The depth, I think, of the Big Ten East has changed pretty dramatically over the last calendar year. And it's all these teams. And they're all on Penn State's schedule. All that work is still out there, in addition to Iowa and Ohio State.
You didn't make a prediction, Dusty.
Oh, yeah. I know I said I didn't want to go back on my prediction that Penn State was going to have its hands full with Indiana. I'm still going to pick Indiana to cover, but I'm not going to pick it less than 5.5, which was the early part of the season. I'm going to say something more like, 33-24. Something like that.
34. So you got them in just some points, just under the spread.
Well, I don't, if the spread's 11.5, I don't like to pick 11. I like to make a little bit more of a statement than that. But I think Michael Penix is going to do something with his legs in this game, and I think there will be some points. There might be one of the first costly mistakes that Penn State makes. There's a chance that happens in this game. So some things that keep Indiana hanging around, but never really a threat in this one. I'll be glad to eat my words if Penn State kills them, though, because that's very much on the table.
We shall see on Saturday night. All right, Dusty, it went fast, but that's it for our show. I want to thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.